Hello and welcome to Spiritually Aligned Mindset, where amazing things happen. I will speak on various topics in relation to mindset, spiritual journeys, awakenings, gifts and abilities, and so much more. Along with being a spiritual mindset coach, I am also a psychic, intuitive, empath, medium, and healer. Your spiritually aligned life starts and ends with mindset. So join me for this raw, real, rarely edited podcast where I lay down some epic truth bombs, lessons, guidance, and so much more to help you on your own spiritual mindset journey. So removing spiritual myths is really important to me because I find that a lot of times individuals will come in and say, you have to do things this way. You have to do things that way. You have to follow my beliefs or my practices or my teachings. And really, that's not the case. There is no right or wrong way for you to experience your spiritual journey, your spiritual awakening, your spiritual gifts and abilities. There is absolutely no right or wrong way. It's based completely off of your beliefs. Now, your spiritual journey, I'm finding lately that a lot of people are believing that their spiritual journey is all sunshine, rainbows, and cupcakes. And that's not the case. Your spiritual journey, your mindset journey is going to be hard. It is going to be hard. It is going to be it's going to be confusing and it's going to hurt. Over the last year, there's been quite a few changes and I've went from a positivity coach to a psychic, intuitive and mindset coach. And now to a spiritual mindset coach, because I think it really encompasses more of what it is that I'm trying to help my clients with. And this podcast allows me to do that by giving you the ins and outs of spirituality, giving you the ins and outs of mindset as they come from me. A lot of my work comes from intuitive downloads, lessons that I've learned in my past, as well as the experiences that I've seen other people go through. Now, I wanted to talk to you quickly. So I created the seven mindset pillars, which are self, spirituality, romantic relationships, family, friends, career, and finances. Those are your seven main pillars in life. Those are the most important areas of your life. And when you have unaligned beliefs in those areas, you'll start to create unhappiness in your life. And here comes the mindset. Our beliefs, so each pillar, the self, spirituality, romance, all of them, each one of them has different belief systems built into them. And we create those belief systems based on our experiences, what we're taught, lessons that we've learned growing up, and how we've taken those lessons. Now, an unaligned belief doesn't mean that it was created by a negative experience. It could absolutely be a positive experience. But what ends up happening is that that unaligned belief creates that level of unhappiness. And then you move forward through your life with that unhappiness and you try various different things. Maybe you go see a counselor or a coach. Maybe you go see a doctor and tell them, you know, you're really unhappy and you don't know why. And it keeps growing and it keeps, you know, accentuating. And then what ends up happening is you create panic and anxiety. You have then created emotional depression and you've created, you know, abuse of drugs, alcohol and sex. And then, you know, worst case scenario, you've created the means to suicide. And what I do is I help my clients find those unaligned beliefs and just recreate their lives based on what they want to feel in their life. That's mindset coaching in a nutshell. Now, the spiritual aspect of my mindset coaching is I help people identify their gifts and abilities, the foundations that they can put into place to safeguard and grow their spiritual gifts and abilities based on their terms. And to create and identify what their spiritually aligned life looks like for them, whether that's starting your own business, whether that's, you know, having, you know, your ideal relationship or, you know, having, you know, and I keep saying, you know, so I apologize again, unedited podcast. You can continue on and on and on about spiritual mindset, but we won't. We're going to go into a couple other things here quickly. I wanted to talk to you truly and lovingly about my life. So I started my spiritual awakening journey 4 years ago when I first saw my own psychic medium. And she told me, Melissa, you know, you've got gifts. And I already knew that. I was absolutely aware of my own gifts. I had blocked them because I was attacked by a negative entity. And when I say attacked, it was more of a mindset thing and an energetic attack rather than anything other than that. And I was really desperate at that time to find. I had many ideas. We were living in a new province, and I'm from Canada, so we were living in a new province, and I wanted to be my own boss, and I didn't want to work for other people, and I had done a myriad of other different professions. I've been a legal assistant, I've been a prostitute, I've been a postal worker, I've been an insurance salesman, mutual funds salesperson, you name it, I've done many different things, and I really just wanted to be my own boss. And she told me, Melissa, your ideal job's going to come in the next year. It's going to be out of the blue, hence the insurance salesman, because I could be my own boss in that job. But again, it didn't fit. It didn't work for what I wanted. So I kept going and I kept identifying my own spiritual gifts and abilities. I removed the fear. I learned the lessons on what I wanted to believe. And as I kept going, and as I worked with my own mentors, and as I worked with my own coaches, I really realized that what they were teaching me wasn't working for me. It was working to help me awaken, but it was working to help me awaken to my own beliefs, just such as meditation and grounding and protection and all of the stuff that I get to in the next three episodes of this podcast, because we're removing some spiritual myths. So that's part of my life. When it comes to spiritually aligned mindset and a spiritually aligned life, your life is never going to be perfect. And I know that's a hard pill to swallow. And it's, you know, not all positivity and love and sunshine and rainbows for me, but life isn't like that. Life isn't going to be perfection. It's not going to be everything's okay all the time. You are going to have moments when you're feeling down. You're going to have moments when you're feeling lost, afraid, uncertain, and alone. And that's where I come in, because I help you maneuver through those times, because your life is never going to be perfect. But your life can be happy, and you can ride those negative waves a lot easier, a lot quicker, and with a lot more self-love. Thank you for listening to Spiritually Aligned Mindset. If you like this episode and want to hear more, then go ahead and click the like, share, and subscribe buttons. Also, feel free to leave a review, send me a message, or comment if you have any questions, want to be a guest on the podcast, or just want to connect and learn more. Much love, and I will talk to you again soon. About your worst case.